This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DeMatte. A year after the school shooting in Parkland, we brought you the story of a student who survived, Annabelle Claprood. She expected to graduate with the Eagles class of 2020 this spring. Then, in her junior year, she made the hard decision to leave Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman picks up Annabelle's story as she graduates from a different school and makes plans for college.
I am so grateful and honored.
Annabelle Claprood's teachers chose her to give a speech at her virtual graduation. She transferred halfway through her junior year.
It is unfortunate that we have to meet virtually today.
In the speech, she talks a lot about where she started high school, Marjory Stoneman Douglas.
Abruptly, my vision and ideas were altered by a harsh reality. Actually, an unimaginable reality.
The day she calls her turning point.
On February 14th, 2018,
Annabelle was in the building when the shooting took place, hiding in her Spanish classroom. Like a lot of people who survive traumatic events, she had a change in perspective after.
If I would have died, then I would have died leaving no mark on society and no legacy to leave behind.
After the shooting, she started advocating for school safety legislation at the Florida Capitol and interning with a member of Congress.
As teenagers, we think we have time. Don't be fooled by that feeling. Do not waste your life. Find that passion. Find your
beautiful. It's beautiful.
Good! I'm done! Really,
Annabelle's grandmother and her mom gave her feedback on a draft of the speech, which she recorded and set to a slideshow of pictures showing her time in high school.
It's good. It's very good. I just think at the beginning it's too long on that one image. You just need like two or three more pictures.
Annabelle Claprood.
Hey, Annabelle!
Annabelle's school is small enough that each graduate at this virtual ceremony gets a chance to wave and smile on screen as their name is called.
There you are.
There I am.
They're looking at you now.
Annabelle's wearing a navy blue cap and gown. Before she transferred, she pictured this moment and saw herself in burgundy.
It is hitting me that I would have liked to have graduated from MSC. It would have been nice to have like the little MSC strong thing.
That long silky scarf graduates wear around their necks. She doesn't regret transferring though.
At the time, it was the best decision for me and it still is.
Annie left Stoneman Douglas because she didn't feel safe there. Because there were constant reminders, triggers, of post-traumatic stress. The new school is mostly online, so she made the transition to distance learning more than a year before the rest of her peers would end up doing the same thing because of COVID-19. She says it helped that the pandemic didn't change her routine too much. It did end her daily afternoon hangouts with her new friends, though.
They're loud and crazy and hectic.
They didn't go to Stoneman Douglas, so she's had to help them understand what she's been through.
It was like an adjustment for them to get used to being a little calmer around me because of my anxiety. Like when I first met them, I had like the bubble paper in my back seat and one of them popped it while I was driving. So like I freaked out and they freaked out because I was freaking out.
The day after her virtual graduation, Annabelle had a few of these friends over for what she thought would be a low-key, socially distanced party in the courtyard outside her house. Her mom had something else planned.
Oh my God! This is a surprise!
Annabelle's friends and family decked out their cars in neon congratulations signs and balloons and caravaned by her house in a special graduation parade. The Stoneman Douglas therapy dog, River, made an appearance.
Oh my God, no!
Annabelle used to take care of River at school before she left. As the last car drove away and the last cupcake was handed out, Annabelle turned to her mom, Elise, for a long hug.
Graduation is a huge letdown, but I'm feeling happy because it's closure for us. We don't have to look back anymore. The past is done, and I'm just looking forward to our bright future. I'm glad that chapter is closed and we can move forward.
Annabelle Claprood is planning to attend Lynn University in Boca Raton in the fall. She wants to study cybersecurity and business. The trauma of surviving the Parkland school shooting is coming with her into college. What impressed her about Lynn, her top priority, was the campus security.
There was no getting past that gate unless my name was on a list. Every door had a lock on it. Every door had a scanner on it. If you're not walking around with an ID, you're going to be stopped.
Annie gets anxious if she's in her room with too many people or if she can't see the exit from where she's sitting. The big lecture halls of South Florida's public universities aren't going to work for her. But tuition, room and board at Lynn is more than $50,000 a year. And she's worried about being able to afford it all.
It was important to me that I got to stay on campus because I didn't get the normal high school experience and I want to get the normal college experience. And I don't think I'm going to get to because it is very expensive.
Getting the normal college experience might not be possible anyway, at least for her freshman year. Universities are still trying to figure out if and how to reopen campuses as the coronavirus continues to spread. The idea of possibly starting college online from home?
It sucks, but I have 4 years to do everything I could possibly do. It's not the worst thing that's ever happened to me, sadly.
I'm Jessica Bakeman in Coral Springs.